Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, this is Dave Woodward, and welcome to the first or the transitionary podcast. We're going from ClickFunnels Radio Podcast to now what you're seeing is our first episode of Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, and I am super, super excited. I have Jamie Smith on the call today with us. So, Jamie, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks, Dave. I appreciate it so much. I'm super excited to be here.
Oh, well, everyone, I want to let you know a little bit about as far as why we are changing this. Again, as I mentioned, this is our first episode, and the whole reason, we just came off our Funnel Hacking Live event, and one of the things we found out is we were going through and trying to find out the best T-shirts and everything that people want to design. We set up this podcast or this survey and had all these designs created we thought were really cool. And what we found out is the T-shirts everybody likes wearing the most are T-shirts that help identify who they are. So, again, little tip out there, if you're going to be creating T-shirts or anything for your group, your community, make sure there are things that actually help that person identify with who they are. So one of our most popular T-shirts is Funnel Hacker T-shirt. People still get that as they go through and sign up for ClickFunnels and go through the onboarding process. But for Funnel Hacking Live, the one that people wanted the most was I Build Funnel. So those are the two T-shirts that we've been creating. And as I was talking with Michelle McPherson, who actually runs a lot of our social media and things, she came up with the idea of changing our name from ClickFunnels Radio Podcast to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, primarily due to the identification that we're seeing within our own ClickFunnels groups, and really thought that we kind of get change things up and go that direction. So this year is our first episode. We'll obviously, all the prior 17, 18 episodes we've already done, they will still be there, and you'll see them on our website, again, at funnelhackerradio.com. But this is our first one, and we have Jamie Smith with us. One of the things I'm super excited about having Jamie with us is he's kind of the quintessential funnel hacker of even the funnel hacking ClickFunnels. So, Jamie, again, enough about all my story. Congrats. Welcome. We're excited to have you on the call. Well, tell people
a little bit about your
background. You've got a lot of tech experience. So tell people kind of where you came from in the next couple minutes, and I'll shut up.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been doing web application development at really starting at the enterprise level for the last 16 years, and I've worked in just about every platform out there, content management systems, and done just about all the programming languages under the sun, databases, and all the stuff on the back end. So what's really cool for me is I can kind of see into how ClickFunnels works on the back end, but I also understand what I want to get done on the front end. And so, it's been great for me to be able to kind of jump in there and, write little snippets of code that I can attach to the front end, make little things happen that just don't come out of the box, that I know how hard they are to build into the back end, but they're pretty easy to snap onto the front. So it's worked out pretty well. And that's, my background is just, heavy in the tech and enjoying the creative problem-solving side of things.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Well, for those of you guys who are listening, as we start these podcasts off, I always get a few minutes to kind of talk a little bit with my guests about their background, kind of things that they're doing and everything. And I think one of the things I want to make sure everyone who kind of listens to this podcast understands is the importance of giving. Jamie, you've been a huge, huge provider of a massive amount of content and value to our listeners, to the people on our Facebook group, to the people at our Funnel Hacking Live event. And I think it's important, and if you don't mind kind of addressing the whole idea as far as giving first and the returns that it brings back. And with that, I want you to include in there the story we were just talking about with regard to Trey Llewellyn.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so, this is something that I heard years and years ago from Frank Kern, is who I kind of attribute it to. I'm sure Frank heard it from somebody else. He tends to even announce that he's pretty much stolen everything he has from somebody else. So, but in that is, the best way for me to show people that I can help is by actually helping. And I strongly believe that if you just go out and provide value just for the sake of providing value, that value is going to return to you 10 times. And so that's been my goal over, always, but especially in the last few months, getting involved in the ClickFunnels group on Facebook is just to go out and find places where I can add as much value as possible and just help people out. And it truly has been a blessing back to me. It's made, huge connections for me that I would have never expected. And my bill rates have, I've been able to more than double my bill rates as a result. Not that that was why I was doing it, but it's, always a nice blessing to come across and, probably looking at doubling those bill rates again very soon, because the extra business that comes out of that's just been tremendous for me. But at the same time, it's been able to get me connected with, the majority of the folks on the ClickFunnels team, yourself, got to meet Russell at the event, give him a T-shirt. Still haven't seen him wear it yet, so you gotta tell him, you gotta give me a picture in the CF Pro Tools T-shirt. But just being able to meet Dylan and Todd and Ryan and Brent and yourself and just everybody on the team, all the support guys and gals have just been fantastic. And it's actually kind of funny. I was watching Trey Llewellyn earlier today did a little live Facebook, and he was super excited because he saw his name and his company in the funnel stacking magazine that Russell put out. He's like, "Hey, dude, our company got featured in Russell Brunson's magazine. That's so cool." And I was just saying, "Well, hey, I just got a Facebook message, private message from Trey Llewellyn earlier today, and that was cool to me." I was like, "Hey," I felt like a rock star because, I look up to Trey. I'm like, "Hey, this dude's doing huge things," and so that was awesome. And I've had Liz Benny, kind of comment out on Facebook and say, "Oh, you're awesome." It was just a little snippet of code I threw out there that helped make, somebody was having a problem with one of their sections of their page wasn't being responsive on mobile, so it was too big. So I threw a little snippet of code out that was simple to put together, and evidently Liz was having the same problem, and she was able to hand it off to her designer and get the problem fixed. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting Facebook messages and comments and a great big hug at Funnel Hacking Live. So, that's just super cool to me. I'm super blessed and excited about that. So,
well, I think that's awesome. And again, we are super, super excited to have you not only on our podcast, but also as part of our group. I want to spend some time on the podcast, so talking about some of your experience. You build funnels for other people. You're building funnels for yourself. What are you finding right now for those people who are listening on the call? What's working for you right now? And what types of things can you give to those listeners that would help them in their business?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing that I can say, and this is kind of a universal problem in the online marketing world especially, but when it comes to funnels, the problem that I see the most and the thing that's most effective is keeping it super simple. I see so many people coming, and I got this so much at the event, people coming up and being just confused and where to get started with ClickFunnels and not being quite sure what to do, or being super excited but, not knowing how to get started. And I just, my biggest advice is just keep it simple. Start with I wish I could remember who I first heard it from, but, the fastest path to cash. Look at the easiest way to get something done, and just do that and start there, and then you can always build on it later. So that's what's been most effective for me, is finding ways that, let's just do the simple thing. Let's not overcomplicate it. Let's get something rolled out and get progress made. And then you can always layer on more progress and more perfection down the road. But, that's what I see so many people struggling with, is trying to do all these complicated things up front, and then that stymies your progress for so long that you never actually get anything done. So yeah, just
great
the simple
advice.
Things. Yeah, simple,
very, very
simple
cool
things
advice.
That make it easy. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, and that's, and I see a lot of people too, and this is probably, some people are probably getting sick of hearing my analogy on the Facebook groups as far as ClickFunnels is a tool, and a lot of people come in and are confused by what to do with it. And they know they want to build a funnel, but they don't really understand what a funnel is. And so they're like, ClickFunnels, I can't figure out how to make it work. And my saying is always, ClickFunnels is a tool like a hammer. You don't go down to Home Depot and buy the prettiest hammer you can find and then go start nailing stuff together and expect that you're going to build a mansion. You've got to start with a blueprint. You've got to have a plan. So that's where you got to kind of step back from the tool first and figure out what it is you want to build. That's where, the training from Russell comes in great, or you pick up the .com secrets book, and go through it and figure out what it is you're trying to accomplish first. And then ClickFunnels gives you these great, kind of prefab pieces of walls that you can take and hammer together with your pretty little hammer. And then you've got something you can be proud of. But don't start with trying to hammer stuff together, because you're going to build an ugly doghouse versus a big mansion. So
I love it. Very, very cool. So tell me, what types of industries are you finding you're building funnels for these days?
You know, I've actually got a client working in a new product in an industry, and that's in the supplement space, and he's actually got a coffee sweetener that is actually similar to what you'd get in a green juice. So instead of having mixing with water and drinking just a green juice, it actually is a caramel mocha flavored coffee sweetener. And, you know, so it's like, you know, it's got all the superfoods and everything else in it. So it's really kind of a cool product. So I see a lot of people doing supplement stuff, a lot of online marketing. I'm actually a business partner with another gentleman who's, you know, launching a book and a webinar series and kind of a high ticket coaching program. So a lot of online space, you know, internet marketing, email marketing type products. And then me personally,
awesome.
I'm pretty passionate about health and fitness. So I've got a couple of products myself in that space. And so I, you know, that's really where I got started with ClickFunnels, was building funnels for my own stuff and working there, and then just, you know, kind of fell in love with the product. So just kind of grew from there.
Cool. Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of talk a little bit about the funnel you're building on the supplement side, because we always get
sure.
questions about that. And
sure.
then I'd like to come back to kind of your own, that you're doing for yourself. So tell
sure.
us, as far as what is the, so here you've got a caramel sweetener that you're putting into coffee. So it's a physical product that you're, again, you're, is it a free trial type of an offer? Is it a product that's bundled with something else? Is it on the back end of a different offer? What is the actual funnel like, and how are you driving traffic to it, to your client?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and this is actually still in a little bit in its infancy. So we're honestly to struggling just a little bit right now, getting it off the ground, because it is a bit of a product that, you know, if we were going into the space of just green juice, you know, you can easily kind of mimic other products. You know, there's several different variations out there, you know, from Organifi or Basic Greens, Athletic Greens. There's all kinds of products available in that space. So this one's similar, but it's in a, you know, it's kind of a coffee sweetener, so it's a little bit of a different space as well. So what we started with is, actually I got involved with the product after the funnel was already kind of hacked from another funnel in a similar product. So I kind of jumped in and helped get it up and functional. We're kind of just driving traffic through Facebook right now, and we're still kind of trying to get some traction going to it. But it's basically, you know, the normal, you know, real product shipping or a real product funnel. And so, unfortunately, the product started out pretty heavily invested in the product creation and packaging, getting it formulated and all that stuff. So there's pretty big upfront investment. So and none of that was in samples. We'd love to be able to send out free samples, but we've already got a huge stock of, you know, full-size bottles. So so we're trying to just get started and get some money rolling in, and then we'll definitely go back and do the, you know, free plus shipping offer on the front end. So right now it's just your basic, you know, order one canister for one price, you know, or, you know, order three or six canisters, you know, at a bit of a discount, and then move into an auto ship program, you know, from there. So buy one on the front end and then sign up for a monthly auto ship at a discount.
Cool.
So and then there's also some – go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we've got also, you know, the gentleman I'm working with is actually a chiropractor and also a certified strength and conditioning specialist, nutrition specialist, you know, just got a ton of credentials, a really, really smart guy in nutrition space. So he's got a vitamin D product as well that we'll add on to the back end, and then some other nutritional supplements that we'll add on to the back end as well. So we definitely got more room to grow out. But again, just like I said, we're trying to keep it simple on the front end, get something going, and then we'll layer on the extra pieces to, you know, increase the profits from there.
Very cool. So you got a Facebook ad that's going to a landing page. On the landing page, is there a video there that's kind of explaining the product? Is it long sales
yep.
copy?
Yeah, there sure is. Yeah, we've got some long sales copy, but, you know, the first page you land on right now is just a lander with a video that explains, you know, how he developed the product. What it is, you know, what all is in it, and, you know, right next to that is your kind of your bullet point benefits and a big old buy button. And then, you know, if you, you know, scroll down the page, then you can, you know, read some testimonials, which are always critical, you know, especially when you've got a new product. People want to know, they want some social proof that other people have used this and liked it. So we've got some testimonials on there, as well as the ingredients and the benefits that come along with it, so they get some, you know, some idea of what's actually in the product. and then, you know, again, the pricing options, you know, what the different options are, and go from there. So.
Great. So are those things on the first page, or do they have to click the buy button to go to a separate order form where they see the options?
Nope, they're right there on the first page. So everything's on the first page. The buy button just kind of scrolls you down to the bottom of the page where the pricing options are at. So that way, if somebody's ready to buy right off the bat after watching the video, then we can get them, you know, to that section. But otherwise, they can kind of scroll down the page and get there as well.
Cool. So you have the credit card order form and everything else on the same page, or does it go to a separate page?
No, that actually goes to a second page. Based on whether they pick, you know, one canister or six canisters, we take them to a separate order form. And handle it that way. That way they're, you know, awesome. They don't have to worry about picking a product again once they get to the order form. It just takes them to an order form that only has that product on it.
Right. So now they get
and then
the
we
order
actually,
form?
Okay. Yep. And on the order form, we actually have an order bump as well, which is a little bit of a unique way for us to do it, where we can send them, say they order one canister up front, then we actually have an order bump for an additional canister. The pricing right now is you know, the canister plus the shipping cost. So we have an order bump that's, hey, do you want to get free shipping? If you do, just go ahead and add an extra canister. We'll give you an extra canister at a discount, plus we'll give you free shipping on the entire order. So that you know, gives it a nice little bump, nice little incentive for somebody to add a little extra money into the cart.
That's awesome. Do you know what your numbers are? Yeah, I know it's kind of in its infancy, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I would hate to even put a number on that right now because it's so early. So we're still trying to drive enough traffic to make it useful.
That's cool. So from there, then, does it go straight to an OTO, or is it the sale process, and then you follow up by email?
Nope, it goes straight to an OTO from there, so they can go ahead and add additional canisters to that, to the same box with no additional shipping. So we take them to a, hey, do you want to go ahead and add three more canisters? Similar to what Russell's done with the Nuracell product, you know, we tried to mimic that process as well, which is, you know, hey, you buy a little, and then, hey, you want to buy some more? You want to buy some more? And then, oh, here's this related product. So right now it's just the, you know, initial product, and then a little bit more of the same product, and then eventually it'll be into the other, you know, the vitamin D along with some flax oil, which actually makes your body absorb the vitamin D a lot better. So we'll add that into probably an additional related product at the end of that funnel.
Oh, that's cool. Well, awesome. I appreciate the detail there. Now, the one
no problem.
I really want to talk to you about is the health and fitness, because this is probably the most competitive industry online, or one of them. And to try to make it in that industry, you've got to be crushing it. So I'd love for anything you could tell, because we've got a lot of people who are either in this industry or involved in the industry, know someone in the industry, or if nothing else, are buying those products. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing as far as funnels for your own products inside the health and fitness niche.
Sure, sure. And I would love to tell you that my products are crushing it in the fitness space, but they are not. So, but I love being in there, and I love playing around. And it's another industry where I actually really enjoy sharing the information. So it's another space where, you know, probably people get sick of hearing me talk about it because I do enjoy trying to help people as much as possible with it. So, you know, but that one actually, you know, I've had a BSL that I put together that's, you know, kind of the standard seems to be the norm for the space. You know, long form BSL, I think originals, you know, 46 minutes of, you know, my story, my background, kind of how I came to, really simply put, the three things that helped me to lose about 50 pounds of fat and got me involved in active and health and fitness in the first place. And that is, you know, first thing is to figure out your why. And I think this is true in anything you want to do in life. The first thing you have to do is figure out your why. If you come up with a strong enough why, you'll always find a how. And so I was able to do that, you know, through some life circumstance, come up with a really strong why that gave me all the how I needed to actually lose the fat and get in much better shape. And then, you know, from there, just get a proper nutrition plan. And then from there, start strength training, you know, lifting weights. It just has, you know, great impact on your body, you know, hormonal balance, and especially for men. But even as people get older, you know, just having, you know, doing strength training is, increases your bone density. So if you're, you know, my mother-in-law's got osteopenia, she's getting a little bit older, and I tell her you need to be lifting weights, doing some sort of strength training, even if that's just bands or, you know, soup cans or gallons of milk, whatever it is, get lift something heavy to strengthen those bones. And so, you know, I go through and I kind of teach all that stuff in just a BSL, and then give people the opportunity at the end of it to, you know, grab the rest of the information and actually get a complete nutrition guide that will help them walk through the exact way to calculate out their nutrition plan for themselves. And then, you know, eventually, and I'm still working on adding more and more to the product to make it more viable, is, you know, the strength training workouts and the, you know, the nutritional supplement guides, you know, what to take, what works, what not to take, what not to waste your money on, those sorts of things.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's gotten a lot of great feedback for me and done well. Is, you know, just people love a story. So anywhere you can inject, you know, a compelling story into your product, I think it is most often helpful. And you've got to hook people with that story right off the bat. So that's one thing that I have gotten, you know, just a ton of positive feedback on, just the BSL and just the story. You know, just it's just a lander that goes straight to that. And then, you know, what we see a lot of times is there's no buy button. There's no, you know, you don't get that immediate defensive mechanism from people that way. It's just a, hey, I just want to talk to you a little bit. I just want to share my story. And then, you know, when you get towards the end, similar to what you do on a webinar, there's no buy button until you're, you know, towards the end of the presentation where you start the process of making the offer. And that's just super effective.
I think that's great. So on your BSL, it's, again, you said about 45 minutes, whatever it is. At what mm-hmm. point do they actually see the buy button? Is it after you present the offer? Do you bring it in before?
No, it's actually right as I'm bringing in the offer, which is pretty much the end of the video. So I'd say the last 10 minutes of the video is presentation of the offer and the stack. So the buy button doesn't even show up until, you know, like minute 37 or 38. So it really is, you know, just a lot of content, you know, and valuable information up front. Again, you show people you can help them by actually helping them is always what's effective for me. So, you know, give out a lot of good information, you know, free, and then people will be willing to buy the rest of it, you know, as long as they feel like what you've already given them is value. People want to, if they feel like they've gotten something from you, they have that feeling of obligation that they want to get back, you know. So if you've given them something valuable for free, they want to buy something from you. It just works. It's, you know, always been an effective technique.
Yeah, law of reciprocity is a very strong law we've seen happen in so many different markets. But again, I think it's you find that especially true within things that are life-changing, like health and fitness.
But even in
any other industry, just the same. I think it's pretty cool. So
I was just going to say, that's why they give you a free bottle of water when you walk into the hotel, you know, because they want you to feel like you've got something. You know, that's why they offer you popcorn when you go shopping at the Grill King or, you know, whatever your little Farm and Fleet store is near you or whatever. You know, they want you to feel like you've gotten something, so you're a little more free to spend your money.
It's so funny you mentioned that. We actually, I live in the San Diego area, but this week I'm up here in Boise, and we're working on Marcus Lemonis' funnels.
Uh-huh.
And so we're Camping World is one of those areas where we're creating a product for Camping World. So we actually were in Camping World yesterday, and it was a ton of fun because here we are at Camping World, and you literally walk in, the very first thing on your right hand side is an old-fashioned popcorn maker with popcorn there, a bag of popcorn, and a refrigerator with chilled water. And so it ties into exactly what you said. And Marcus isn't stupid. It's just a funny law that just happens time and time and time again. So you see people, again, walking around, and they cater also. You've got a couple of people are in there, you know, with their dogs, walking their dogs in the store, and one of the salespeople, because they also sell RVs as well. So, I mean, you've got everything from, you know, $2 Chotsky type of stuff to $200,000 RVs. And it was interesting to see that, you know, one of the sales guys went out and got a bowl for this lady's dog and filled it up with water and put it down just so, again, she would be taken care of. But it does. It just instills that law of reciprocity. And I think it's something – too often people want to take, especially in marketing where you're just trying to make a buck. And it just, it'll always bite you. And if you can give first, it comes a long, long way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I totally believe that. And that's I always have. And it's never proven wrong so far. So hopefully it stays that way. But, yeah, I think if you can just focus on providing value up front, you'll always get it in return.
No, I think it's awesome. So tell me, as far as your experience in working with other ClickFunnels associates now, you were at our live event. You've actually been using our software now for, just a little past our beta group, but over a year now, I'm sure.
Almost 18 months, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so you were almost there in the very beginning with us. So it's you've seen a lot of growing pains. You've seen a lot of things happen. But through all that, for those people, aside from kind of keeping it simple like what you talked about, what would be some of the things that you could tell people now that, okay, now I've been doing this for, you've got 16 years of tech experience, plus almost 2 years of ClickFunnels experience. For those people who are listening to the call who have a little more experience right now in their own use as far as marketing stuff, and they're trying to grow their businesses to at least the mid-sixes or pushing seven figures type of stuff, what type of advice would you give these guys?
I would say try to use the tools at your disposal for what they're best at, and don't try and make them do too much. I see a lot of people that end up spending way too much time and effort trying to make a tool do something it really wasn't ever intended to do, it's going to end up biting you in the butt. A lot of people ask the question, well, hey, can I make ClickFunnels, can I make a blog page in ClickFunnels? Can I use it to run a blog on? And it's like, you could, but it's going to cost you a lot of time and effort to do that. Use a tool that's really designed for that purpose. Same with, that's why ClickFunnels hooks out to so many things. That's where the new Zapier integration is so great. I actually was talking to somebody earlier today that was like, well, can ClickFunnels do this and this and this and this? And I said, no, it can't. But that's why there's a Zapier integration. You can hook out to these tools that specialize in doing those things, So focus on using the tools to get the job done, and then focus on just building revenue to, if you don't think about the cost of those tools, think about them as an investment and use those investments to leverage your time and money to make even more money with less time, instead of trying to, put everything into one place and try and, spend all this time spinning your wheels trying to get it to do something it just wasn't ever intended to do. So, I see a lot of people struggling with that.
Very cool. Well, another thing I want to kind of talk to you about here just before we kind of wrap things up, and that is this idea of what you were referring to as far as, you're increasing your hourly wage, your rate, and all that kind of stuff. So you're a person who basically charges for your time and for your services and things like that. We have a lot of people who obviously are now signing up for our ClickFunnels Certified Program, and a lot of others who have been doing that type of business. How do you price out your services?
That's something that's actually a little bit interesting. I actually just signed up for the certification program myself, I'm super excited to be in that group. There's a lot of really talented people already in there that have already gone through the process, and a lot of new people that are coming in that I'm really going to enjoy getting to know. I've always worked for large consulting agencies, so I'm used to working on an hourly billable rate, and so that's just been comfortable. That's certainly what I'm doing a lot of right now, especially with what I do. What I've kind of become known for is the customization guy, the one that can add I've added a little script to add a promotion code field to the order form. So you can add a coupon code or a promo code to your order form. So a lot of people see that and they're like, oh, hey, I want to make it do this thing or that thing. Can you write a script for that? And so I've done a lot of that stuff. So a lot of the stuff is just simple, 2 hours type of work. And so I have an a la carte bill rate. Can do just about anything, in an hour or two. And that's what a lot of people are looking for. But I've also done just straight up consulting. I've actually been surprised at the number of people that don't want me to implement their funnel for them. They just want me to consult with them and talk them through how to do it themselves. And I think that's one of the cool things about ClickFunnels is it makes it so easy for other people, for the business owner to actually do, to build out their own funnels the way they want it to be. But they just need a little hand-holding to step them through the process, what the funnel should actually be. They want to get in and play with it. You know, they want to swing the pretty hammer, but they just need somebody to walk them through the blueprint, you know. So when it comes to that, I just say, you know, hey, let's just lay out a package. And what has worked for me is to say, hey, I want to get paid, you know, based on my results. I want to make sure that you're actually making money before we worry about you know, how much it's going to cost. And so I usually do, you know, hey, let's put some skin in the game here. So we, you know, let's do a little bit of a down payment to cover some upfront time and cost. And then once you're happy, you feel like you've gotten your value out of it, then we'll finish up the contract. And so that's actually worked really well. And it makes people, gives them that feeling that, hey, you're truly out for their best interest as well. And for me, it's been very, very effective. And then there's always that opportunity. We're kind of in a unique area where there's the opportunity with so many people that, you know, would love to just pay based on results and are happy to give a portion of, you know, just like they would to an affiliate, give a portion of every sale based on, you know, a funnel being effective for them. So if you can go in and build for a little bit of time up front and then say, hey, just give me, you know, 10, 15, 20% of every sale that comes in from the funnel, then you can really partner with somebody and build a big business just off of that. So that's, you know, another really effective way that, you know, it makes it easy for a business owner to say, okay, that's cool. If I'm not making money, then you're not making money. So I don't feel like they're having to make this huge investment without seeing any results from it. I would say, honestly, for somebody that's just wanting to get started, that's a great way to get your foot in the door and get some results. And like Russell says, the other thing, when you're starting out, just go out and do some of these things for free. And I've done that. You know, I've kind of, and that's, again, trying to provide as much value back as I can and just show that, hey, I can help people by actually helping people. And if that upfront is, you know, is free for the first few so you can get some good case studies and good results, then that's super effective too, to be able to say, hey, here's what I've been able to do, and now I feel that I can provide enough value to actually charge for it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Jamie, wrapping things up here, if a person wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way of doing that?
You know, the quickest and easiest way to get a hold of me is go to cfprotools.com. My email address is on that page. It's just jamie@cfprotools.com, or hit up the ClickFunnels Facebook group. I'm in there, as you know, Dave, pretty much all day, every day. I think a lot of people think that I'm there 24/7. I'm not really there that often, but I am there quite a bit. So that's usually a quick and easy way to get a hold of me. But yeah, and if you're, you know, like I mentioned, if you're interested, I've got a library of, you know, little customizations that you can grab at cfprotools.com. They're free. I'm adding more to it every day, and I'm always interested in new ideas of things that, you know, people want to accomplish. So, you know, definitely hit me up there and jump in and grab what's useful, and leave me a note and let me know what else might be useful.
Well, again, you're always giving, and we greatly, greatly appreciate that. I wish I had your technology skills. I wish so bad. We actually have Winter, Dylan's brother, here in Boise with us this week as we're working on marketing and stuff. And man, I just love seeing a person like yourself who just has this, it becomes almost an art. And I'm just like, man, you guys just crush it. So thank you for all that you give. We greatly appreciate it. Again, cfprotools.com. We'll have it down in the notes of the podcast as well. But, Jamie, thank you so much. We really appreciate you being on the call with us today and look forward to seeing all the great stuff you're going to be doing.
Awesome, Dave. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, everybody. Again, if you're just new to ClickFunnels, we have the opportunity of providing you a free 14-day free trial. Just go to funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. You can set yourself up for a free 14-day free trial. Have fun. Play around with it. And we look forward to having tons of more success stories from you as well.